Come on, somebody. Who's excited to be in church today? Yeah, come on. Everybody online, we're so glad that you're able to join us here at Center Church today. What is this, the second Sunday of the year? Who's hyped up for 2022? Yeah, same here. Come on, somebody. But for me, for 2021, the word that was given to myself, it was for my family and for our church, was rebuild. And we're excited of what God did in 2021, but we're moving forward to 2022. For those who don't know, my name's Pastor Raymond Rojas. I pastor Real Life Church San Diego, down south a little bit more. I know some of you guys are surprised, like, that's not Pastor Josh. But you know what? He's sick right now, but we send our prayers to him and his family, and I'm excited to be here with you guys. He called me and said, can you come? I'm like, boy, I was ready for a moment like this. You tell me, and I'm set. Let's go. So I'm excited to be here. But like I said, our word was rebuild for 2021. And that word really resonated in my heart because God began to rebuild myself. God began to rebuild my heart. God began to rebuild my marriage. God began to rebuild my passion, our church, to set us up for 2022. Our word for 2022 is possibilities. Ooh, let's go, somebody. It says in scripture, with man, everything is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So the possibilities are endless when God is in the mix. We're excited to see what God does in Center Church. We're excited to see what God is going to do at Real Life Church. Oh, I am fired up. I am so set. So we're going to jump straight into the message because I have an hour-long message that I'm going to speak to you in 20, 25 minutes. So we got to stay alert. We got to stay aware, and we're going to run with it. So if you got your Bibles, go on, pull it up. If you got your Bibles that glow, if you got the paper book, and if you didn't bring nothing, just look at the screens because it's going to be there. So we're going to be reading out of the book of Luke. Luke, the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. It says, one day, while Jesus was teaching, some Pharisees and teachers of religious law were sitting nearby. It seemed that these men showed up from every village in all Galilee and Judea, as well as from Jerusalem. And the Lord's healing power was strongly with Jesus. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a sleeping mat. They tried to take him inside to Jesus, but they couldn't reach him because of the crowd. So they went up to the roof and took off some tiles. Then they lowered the sick man on his mat down into the crowd, right in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the man, young man, your sins are forgiven. We're going to stop right there at verse 20. So my message title, if it's on your notes and if you're taking notes, go and write it down. It's called Leaving Different. Leaving Different. Let's pray before we jump any further. Father God, I pray that you just surround this place in this atmosphere with your love, with your presence. Allow us to not be the same when we exit this place, Lord Father God. Let every word be from you and not be from me. Father, you take over this service. You take over this message. Allow me to be in the passenger seat and allow you to take head on first. So we honor you and we praise you in your precious name. And the church says, amen. Amen. How many people here like surprises? Okay, some good hands. You know, some of you are like, I wasn't expecting that question. That's a surprise question to ask. I'm going to be honest. I don't really like surprises. It's like in the middle. I'm in the middle of that. Like, I like it, but I don't like it. I'm going to tell you why I don't like it. Because if you would ask Pastor Josh or my wife, they will tell you that I have this thing that they call, I have control issues. So I like to know what's happening. I like to be aware. I like to know everything ahead of time. My wife's looking at me and she's like, yeah, he does have control issues. You should. No. Ignore that. Pay attention to the word. I don't really like surprises. Surprises come and go, you know. We get surprised, like surprise birthday parties, surprise gifts, surprise conversations, you know, surprise guest speakers. That's not Pastor Josh, this guy with a weird, crazy beard is showing up. But just surprises happen. And if we look at the scripture, there's a lot of things that are going on in this story. A lot of things to touch on. But one of the things is that it's not surprising to see that these men are carrying a paralyzed man to come to see Jesus. Let's stop. Let's look at the scripture a little bit. What is going on? It says that pastors, priests, all these leaders, Pharisees, you know, hypocrites, people were all gathering to see Jesus. They came from all the way from San Ysidro, all the way from Oceanside, Spring Valley, La Mesa, all to hear Jesus because Jesus was speaking. It was like a conference. And then people came. They packed up the inside. And there was people outside too. They wanted to hear. And if we look at scripture, it emphasizes that the healing power was on Jesus. They made it clear. Like, we know Jesus got power, but they wanted it to be extra clear that the healing power was on Jesus. Why is that so important? Because a chapter before that, wherever Jesus went, the crowd was bringing the sick. They were bringing people that was possessed to come see Jesus for they could get healed. So now Jesus is in a different town. And these guys, they were doing the same thing. They were bringing someone to be healed for Jesus. But the crowd was packed. Have you ever gone to a concert and it's like, oh my gosh, it's packed? Have you ever gone to Walmart and be like, oh my gosh, it's packed? Have you ever been in a situation where there was too much people? There was a thing before the pandemic. It was called Black Friday. I don't know if you guys remember this. Maybe some of you are too young to remember this thing called Black Friday. Mature people in their age, they're like, oh, yes, I remember Black Friday. But there's this thing called Black Friday where people will just go to the shopping centers, and it'll be packed because they'll have discounts on TVs mostly. And people wanted it, and it will be so packed, you'll be standing in line. And it was just crowded. I will say, if Justin Bieber was in town, the lines will be long. I want you guys to see the picture of how packed this house was. And I'm talking about, it was a house. They weren't even in a building. It was a house, and it was packed to the max. And here comes these men carrying a paralyzed man to get close to Jesus. Now you got to remember, people came from all over. They want to hear. They know what he does. They want to get in. But there's people inside like, I got here early. You know, I was here early. I was here a day early. I'm sitting here. I'm not moving because if I move, my spot's taken. And the bathroom, nope, I'll wait till the end. There are people outside like, I got here late, but this is the spot I'm in. I'm standing here. And here are these men trying to get close to Jesus. If we look at point number one, I want you guys to see how this is going to get tied in. Point number one, blocked doors should not stop you. Blocked doors should not stop you. So they want to take this paralyzed man to see Jesus, but yet the door is blocked. To get close to Jesus, it's blocked. What is blocking 2022 in your life? What is in the way of you stepping into your potential? What is in the way of stepping into your calling? What is in the way that stepping into the better you? What is blocking? There are things that we got to unblock to get closer to Jesus. Now, I got to say this. I got to make this clear. Capture this. Get this. There is a difference between blocked doors and locked doors. Let me say this again. You guys got to capture this. There is a difference between blocked doors and locked doors. God will never block a door for you to step into your calling or potential. God will never block a door for you to advance. Now, God will lock certain doors in your life because he has something more for you elsewhere. He does it to protect you, but he will never block a door in your life. Now, the devil has no authority to lock any doors in your life. So because he can't lock the doors in your life, he will block the door. And he will make you think that you are unable to get through, that this isn't the door for you. What is the devil putting in your way that you guys have the authority to get to find a way? These men saw. Now they're trying to get through. I put myself in scripture. I look at this like, my gosh, how packed it is. It's packed. They're trying to get through. How is it that they couldn't? People would be like, excuse me, let me get through. Excuse me. No, they were like, no. Like, you should have got here earlier. Like, they wouldn't let them through. Most of the time, they're like, well, you know what? It could have been. That could have been our opportunity, but we, you know, we missed it. Let's just go home. We'll find Jesus on another day. They didn't give up. Now, I preached this message many times before, but never in this way. It's always, how far are you willing to go? That was the message I used to do for this. Like, how far are you willing to go to get people to get closer to Jesus? But as I'm breaking this down, this time I'm reading and I'm studying and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, they didn't give up again. Like, they were looking for ways because they knew who Jesus was. That means these men who were carrying the paralyzed men trying to get them to Jesus, they've been in the presence of Jesus before. They've had this encounter before. They know what Jesus could do. So they're like, we're going to find a way. They trusted. They had confidence that Jesus could change this person, that no matter if this person entered Jesus, he's going to leave different. Like, he'll be able to walk. If we look at scripture, in Hebrews chapter 10:35, it says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Key word, confident trust. In order to have trust, you got to have confidence in the trust. Remember the great reward it brings you. Trusting God brings reward. Finding a way. See, when I look at my situations, because I see myself in this story, I see myself all over. I find myself in every person. I find myself carrying the paralyzed man. I find myself inside the crowd. I find myself outside the crowd. I find myself in the mat. And I'm looking at the whole story. And I'm like, they did not allow a blocked door to stop them. They kept finding a way. So what they do? They're like, if we can't go straight, we didn't bring a shovel. Did you bring a shovel? No. Did you bring a shovel? We can't go under. How are we able to get to Jesus? Is that a ladder? That's a ladder. Let's go on top. Let's go. That's crazy. I see myself like that. If you would talk to Pastor Josh, if you would talk to my wife, even if you talk to Dylan, they will probably tell you, I'm a little bit dramatic. Just a little bit. I'm like, it's probably that much. I will say, oh, let's go up. Point number two. We need disruption and comfort to see change. We need disruption and comfort to see change. What did they do? Like, we're going on top. We're going to make a way to get close to Jesus for this guy. Not even for them, for the paralyzed man. We're going to get him close. So, mind you, people inside, and Jesus is preaching, they're comfortable. They're good. Why? Because they're inside. They got there early. They're listening to Jesus preach. The people outside, they're in the best comfort they could get. They made it this far. They're going to be there. They're going to see Jesus. It's cold. Doesn't matter. At least we're here. They're in somewhat comfort. So what do these men do? They start going up. Imagine right here, right now. We're right here speaking, and all of a sudden, you see dust start falling. Some of y'all be like, And you know, Jesus is preaching still, you know, and all of a sudden you hear dust falling. Some people are like, more dust. And what happens? They look up. All of a sudden now there's a hole. And what do people see? They don't see a paralyzed man. They see heads. Oh, okay, we got it perfect. To think, they disrupted everything. People's comfort, their own comfort. You think, put yourself in that position if you were up there. Like, oh, am I really cutting a hole in someone's house? I hope they have insurance. I hope they have renter's insurance. You know, they're cutting through. They were bringing this. They were erupting. They were bringing an eruption into the atmosphere for a reason, for a goal. They were trying to do something different. Now, I don't know if you're like me. I've read the Bible, and I've never read in the Bible besides the story of someone else cutting a hole on the top of a roof. They were doing something new. They were creating a new way. You know, many times at the time, it's like you bring Jesus forward, like heal, here, touch. But they were finding ways to get closer to Jesus. 2022, I want you to disrupt areas in your life, in areas that you feel comfort, that you feel safe. I want you to disrupt areas. We need to bring change. Like, if we're stuck in comfort zone, if I'm good with my prayer, then you're not good in prayer. You need to challenge yourself in your prayer life where it makes you feel different. You need to challenge yourself in your time of worship. You got to erupt areas where it's like it's comfort. But yet in Scripture, in Isaiah 43, verse 19, it says, "Watch for the new thing I am going to do." Jesus wants to do a new thing. You know, I love Jesse what he said about resolutions. Like, we only do it because we have problems that we want to fix. But it's erupting what you were doing in 2021 for to not bring it to 2022. It says, "I'm going to do it. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there." God wants to make a way. You have to follow the walk. Whatever's blocking your way, God's going to remove. You got to follow through of what Jesus wants to do. So they ear, and they look up, they see heads. What do they do next? They find Jesus where he's at. He's in right in the middle, and they start lowering the man. Imagine the crowd, like, "Oh my God, what's happening? Like, I thought this was going to happen after the service." They bring him down right in front of Jesus. And imagine being in that room, what Jesus does. And I love Scripture. I just speak so hard because it's very detailed of what is said. If we look back in the opening passage in Luke chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the man, 'Young man, your sins are forgiven.'" Seeing their faith, he said to the man, our faith, the faith you have, is contagious. The faith you carry can bring change into your family, into your future, into your workplace, into your children, into your presence, wherever you go. Your faith has the ability to bring change. Jesus looked at the men and your faith spoke to the men. Because of their faith, your sins are forgiven. It was their faith that did it. It was their faith. Now, as we enter 2022, week 2, day 9th, as we start the 21-day prayer and fast tomorrow, I'm on day 7 for our church and us, but as you guys start tomorrow, well, re-examine your faith. How are you entering? Because how you enter the year is going to say how your year is going to go. So as you enter the 21-day prayer and fast, come with an expectation that God is going to do something remarkable. In your 21-day prayer and fast, expect the unexpected. Expect roofs are going to be taken off. Expect your faith to grow. Challenge your faith. Challenge your prayer. Bring someone to church. Even if you got to carry them in the mat. "Oh, I can't come to church. 9 o'clock, that's too early. I'm still asleep." Carry them in a sleeping mat. Bring them in. Find a way. The story resonates because it says, "Their faith, he is healed." It gets me. I was telling Pastor Mike this earlier. I've read the story many times, preached it many times, but it hit me this time. It said, your sins are forgiven. He wasn't there to be, he wasn't brought to have his sins forgiven. He was there to be healed. Jesus saw the importance of having your sins forgiven. His sins needed to be forgiven before the healing to start. He needed forgiveness. And that speaks. That's loud. Like that, this man, even though he wasn't able to walk, even though he wasn't able to move, what bad could he have done? It's because he didn't know who Jesus was. If we look at point number 3, pick up your mat. Now the story doesn't end in verse 20 when Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. It doesn't end right there. If we go to 26, it says, but the Pharisees and teachers of religious law said to themselves, who does he think he is? That's blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins. Jesus knew what they were thinking. So he asked them, why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven or stand up and walk? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins. Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, so look, we're going to stop right there. Jesus is looking at the Pharisees and explaining. He says, so I'm going to prove to you that the Son of Man has authority. Then he turns to the paralyzed man and said, stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. And immediately, as everyone watched, the man jumped up, picked up his mat, and went home praising God. Everyone was gripped with great wonder and awe, and they praised God, exclaiming, we have seen amazing things today. Your sins are forgiven. Oh, what? I know that person. How could their sins be forgiven? I know what they've done. I saw their Instagram story. I know what they really like outside of church. That's today's culture. That's a talk. But yet Jesus said, their sins are not just forgiven, but you know, the condition is also healed. He is able, let me show you how powerful God is. I am able to forgive sins and heal. The man picked up his mat and he went, it says he went home, detailed scripture, went home praising God. So a man who was not able to come in is now able to walk out. Imagine walking through the crowd. Because mind you, remember, the crowd, there's a crowd. It's still packed in the inside and outside. People are getting closer now. They want to see. Imagine him. Excuse me. Hey, praise God. Do you see him? Amazing. God is good. God is to be worshipped. God is good. I don't know what 2021 did to you. I don't know what it did to your heart. I don't know what it did to your finances. I don't know what it did to your marriage. But we're able to do what this man did. The whole time, his friends are up there. We don't even get their names. They're not even the star of the show. Jesus is, but yet the whole plot is focused on the man. He was able to walk up, pick up his mat, and go. No matter what feels like paralyzes you in 2021, we're able to leave different. This man was walked in and he didn't walk out the same. He walked out different. I want to be able to leave 2021, 2020 in the past. I want God to do something new in my heart. I want God to be able to do something fresh in my marriage. I want God to do something remarkable in the church, Center Church. Let's pick up our mats and let's walk. It does not matter the way you enter the year. Some of you may be like, you know what, 2021 is not my year. I've already messed up. 2023, I'll see you soon. Like that, that'll probably be my year. But I tell you one thing, it's not how you enter. It's all about how you leave. It's not how you start. It's all about how you finish. So you may be like, you know what? I wanted to start praying in the beginning of the year. I wanted to start stepping into my calling. I wanted to start stepping into my faith, but I've already messed up. I feel like I'm already disqualified. No, let me tell you, no. It's not how you start. This is the starting point right here, right now. What area in your life do you need to erupt to say, you know what, Lord, take advantage of this area? Can I tell you one thing? As we begin to launch Real Life Church this year, two things we're going to be prioritizing the most is prayer and worship. Why? Because we want God to have his moment. We do not want to take away what God is going to do in the city of San Diego. Pastor Josh was telling me how last week went, how he shared vision, how we were talking about the past, moving into the forward, every place you guys been, everything you guys done, and what's to come. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got excited. Center Church, this is only the beginning. How we're gonna finish the year determines how we're gonna, what's gonna happen right here, right now. I want God to step in. And I tell you, if I can't get close to God, I'm gonna find a way. We're gonna pray right now. We're gonna pray that God does something in our hearts. God will do something remarkable. God will start to stir up our faith. God will start to stir up our passion. That when we leave here, we're gonna leave different. That we're gonna walk out and just think like, oh God, use me. Use me like you've never used me before. I give you full permission to do what you do best. I give you full permission to use me. I wanna be available to what you have in store for your house. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for every single person here. I pray, Lord, that you examine our hearts. Lord, help us to see where we are in this story. Are we the ones laying in the mat? Or are we the ones carrying the person in the mat? Are we inside the crowd? Are we outside the crowd? Where are we, Lord? I pray, Lord, Father God, that 2022, you will begin to do that new thing in our lives, in our surroundings, Lord Father God. Allow Center Church to be covered in favor. Allow Center Church to prosper, Lord Father God. I pray, Lord Father God, that every seat, lives will start to change. Hearts begin to churn. That when people come here, it isn't just because they have a great worship. It isn't because they have great leadership. It's because you're here, Father God, that they're able to encounter you, Father. We thank you for the leadership of this house, Lord Father God. We thank you for every single pastor here. We thank you for every single elder here, Lord Father God. We thank you for every single person who calls Center Church home. I pray, Lord Father God, that what you do in this house will be spoken of all over San Diego. That they know that if they're hurting and they're lost, that they could come find rest and refuge here, Lord Father God. So we pray right now, blessings, favor, strength, confidence, peace in this house. And for every single person here and for every single person online, we pray, Lord Father God, that if there's any anger in the hearts, any depression, any sickness, Lord Father God, you begin to remove it. Devil, we rebuke you. In the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, you have no authority here. You have no authority over every single person here. We put you where you belong, underneath our foot. Father God, align us and sink us in your vision. Allow us to have a pivot in our step. Allow us to move in the same step. And we thank you right now. We pray a covering over Pastor Josh, Lord Father God, as he leads this phenomenal church. Lord Father God, you expand his mind, you expand his heart. We honor you, Lord Father God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every single person. We thank you for the children. We honor you in your precious name. And the church says, amen.